America's Sweetheart was for me another transitional production, in that Joe Ferrer had established the production in conjunction with Hartford Stage Company. Hartford Stage, when I took over, asked me if I was committed to doing the play, and of course I was. I thought it was very talented. The people involved were highly creative, and the fact that Joe Ferrer had thought it was worth doing, I would always honor his choice and not disturb the process of how this musical would be developed, first at Hartford Stage and then coming to the Coconut Grove Playhouse. One of the more interesting things about the show was that it dealt with the life of Al Capone, and that part of Al Capone's life had been in Miami, participating there not only as a member of the community, but with a residence on what was known as Star Island, a mansion that Capone had and held forth in during the wintertime. One sidebar on this show is that the book writer was Alfred Urey, who, having seen how complicated working on musicals can be, came to me in my office for just a chat and confided in me that he was not going to continue writing musicals, at least not for a while, and that he was going to go back to Atlanta and try to do something that you learn in writing school, write about something you know. What proceeded to happen as a result of Alfred's journey was Driving Miss Daisy and Last Night at Ballyhoo, two remarkable plays that I did during my tenure at the Coconut Grove Playhouse.